Now, the Bake Off is back on our tellies, and it is a season that a lot of people, be you a home baker or not a home baker, look forward to. Perhaps it gives some people the excuse to eat an unlimited supply of biscuits and cake while it's on, or maybe it inspires you to get back into the kitchen. I am very, very happy to have on the phone one of the Great British Bake Off's ex-contestants, Sandy Doherty. Hello, Sandy.
Hello, Beth. Nice to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you too. Remind us what season it was that you were in.
Actually, I was just trying to think about that the other day. I think it was six. Are we on eight?
We might be on eight or nine. It was a couple of years ago.
I was six.
Yeah? We still had Mary Berry, didn't we?
We did. Although I did the Christmas show, and that was the Channel 4 one with Prue and Paul, Noel and Sandy.
Oh, so you've seen a double-edged sword then, haven't you?
I have. A bit of both, yeah.
What we have done, Sandy, is we have asked the Stray FM listeners what questions they have always wanted to know about behind the scenes of Bake Off. So I have seven questions for you. Are you ready to let us know what happens
behind
the scenes?
I'm no longer contracted, so.
Oh, excellent.
Let's go.
Okay. Firstly, who is it that buys all the ingredients?
Right. Well, you put your recipe in, and the team of home economists, they buy your ingredients, and they will even buy specific ingredients if you want it, you know, which is very nice. I find it very hard to, I just thought getting good cooking chocolate was great, you know, but they will buy, you know, weird and wonderful things if they can get hold of it for you.
Who eats all the baked stuff afterwards?
Well, when we go back into the baking room, a little sample is brought through of everybody so we can all taste each other. But there's a massive crew, cameramen, back of house, back of stage, sometimes their families. Yes, so it's all eaten by the crew. Never goes to waste.
So you don't have to carry it all back home then?
No. Not allowed to. You're not allowed to, really.
Oh, really?
Don't forget, you're filming before it goes out.
Mm.
So it all adds to that secret.
Yeah, you could give the game away, couldn't you?
Yes.
Okay, next one. Do you have a dishwasher or do you all have to do your washing up?
Do you know, that's the best thing that happened. I was delighted you didn't have to do the washing up. There is a little team of people and a little lady with rubber gloves on who washes up and washes up and washes up. And she, bless her, she's washed up burnt pans and everything. Somebody comes and takes it away from you. You pile it up at the side, and off camera, there's little people crawling on the floor, picking up your baking bowl and taking it away so it's clean. So no, you don't have to wash up,
which is lovely. Yeah,
heaven.
I'd like one of those in my own kitchen.
Yes.
Okay, next one. What is the gap time between cooking? So I think that means when you've got the three different baking things to do, how does that spread out across time?
Right, well, it's done in real time, so there's no stopping and starting. When you watch on the programme and they say bake, that's happening really. And if it's a two-hour challenge, you have 2 hours. It's not like 2 hours on the programme. It's done properly. It's done fairly. And on the first day of baking, you bake your signature bake and then have lunch. And then in the afternoon, you bake. The afternoon meaning that we're talking maybe 3-4 o'clock, you will start the technical. So you do the signature and the technical on day one, and then you do the showstopper just on its own on the second day.
And am I right in thinking it's all done over a weekend? So for like sort of however many weeks you're in the competition, you go down every single weekend and do it the Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, but it's not necessarily always the weekend. Because of people's work commitments, sometimes, you know, weekends, not everybody's time off. So it's 2 days of every week. So it can be a weekend, it can be a Thursday, Friday. So sometimes your week of practice in between can be quite short. So if you've done for example, it was a weekend and you did a Saturday and Sunday bake, you could be going in Wednesday and Thursday of the following week.
Oh, so you've got to get all your practice in then.
Yeah. So you're up all night.
Okay, next question then, Sandy, about the Bake Off. Do people tend to put weight on when they're doing the Bake Off? I think everybody surely must, mustn't
they?
Yes,
I think you do. Even if you're trying not to when you're having a taste, it's surprising how many little tastes you have of a lot of things.
A little bit of icing, a little bit of cake mixture.
A little bit of this, and if you think about it in the early weeks, if you all make a cake, you've 10, 11, 12 pieces of cake to taste in the room, and then there's three challenges, so inevitably, yes, you do. And they provide you with lunch, which you're absolutely desperate for because you're sick of picking.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to sit down to some sort of square meal. Breakfast you're ready for because you tend to do all the setup and the walking in and out and then come back in and have breakfast because you're there at 6:30, you see. You start filming at 6:30.
Gosh, okay. Yeah. All right, next question. Do the contestants go out together?
Yes. The logistics of where we all live, and you are sort of held up in a nice hotel in and around the not the big house in Welford Park. You don't actually ever go near the big house. You just walk from the car park into the tent.
Okay.
It looks like you're walking out of that big house. Well, you're not.
Okay.
That's a private house. So staying in the hotel, and you sometimes have a drink or so on a night and just chew over the fat, and then you meet on the minibus in the morning, and then we've had a few get-togethers, but unfortunately not all in my year particularly, not all of us have been able to meet up because of two in Scotland, two of us up north, a majority in London, Wales. So it's being able to get together.
You wouldn't go out on the night in between the baking? You wouldn't go out and have a big one?
No, not night. Maybe in the hotel.
Your showstoppers would not be showstopping, would they?
They would not showstopping. They'd be slightly sort of wobbly. Mind you, then there again, even sober as a judge, my showstopper was a bit wobbly.
It's all part of the charm.
I've had a few.
It's all part of the charm, Sandy. It's fine. Okay, the final question from the Stray FM listeners. Why bother? Should we just get it from the supermarket? That was from John, saying it how it is.
Oh, come on, John. It's not just about getting it from the supermarket. It's the therapy of baking. It's the conversation. It's everything that goes with baking that makes it you can get it from the supermarket, and I'm sure you can get some very nice things. But a scone from the supermarket or a homemade scone. There's no competition, is there really? If you was to buy a pork pie, would you buy a supermarket one, or would you go to a butcher's and buy a homemade one?
Good point.
But I think he's in the minority thinking that.
I agree.
Yes, I think he is. Yeah.
Well, Sandy, thank you so much for answering all those very good Stray FM listener questions. Just a couple of words on this series. We've had Biscuit Week and we've had Cake Week. We won't tell too much just in case people have still got it on catch up. But do you think this series is going well? Have you got your eyes on someone who you think might take it this year?
I've not really picked a winner just as yet. We're four Yorkshire.
People in Karen, there. Karen's from Wakefield, isn't she?
Karen's from Wakefield.
There's someone from Sheffield.
The little lad that got the hand. Oh, whoops. Anyway, Raoul. He's from Rotherham.
Yorkshire are taking it. They've got
Yorkshire,
the majority.
Yorkshire, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. So I think we've got a nice bunch, and it's. I just hope that it stays ordinary. Ordinary people doing a really beautiful, ordinary thing of baking rather than getting weird and wonderful, And I think this series has come back to its roots a little bit.
Well, we shall see. We've got another good few weeks. And then I'm guessing it'll be kind of October time, won't it? End of October, maybe, when we find out the winner.
Yeah.
Sandy, our Bake Off queen, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Beth.
Enjoy the rest of the series.
Thank you, and you.